Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Maybe a good spot to go catch some of the draft this weekend. Pop into the little lounge there, belly up to the bar, watch a little NFL draft. Not too shabby. Might be what I'm doing while the kids are making squishmallows this weekend. All right, kids, have fun. That'll be over here for a little bit. See you when you're done. But we always appreciate Crestview's support. Give them a call, tell them we sent you, and ask them about all the different ways you might be able to utilize the great facilities there. Tommy, let's talk about Xavier Worthy here for a couple of minutes in case we run out of time with all this college basketball news. I like the player. The fit is interesting. It's not a fit like to back up Rashee Rice by any means. So I think what we'll begin to see with the Chiefs is yet another evolution of this offense, right? Because Worthy, not only is Worthy not someone who steps in a Rashee Rice type role if he misses time or when he misses time, it's also not the kind of receiver, as we've wondered about, that potentially softens the blow of the loss of Travis Kelce. If you look at the way that the offense is currently constructed, what it does is give you, you know, some burners on the outside. You know, probably tells me that Hollywood Brown is not a longtime Chief, you know, play a couple of years and probably move on. But I do think it tells us that the offense will look just a little bit different than it has the past couple of years, probably a little more like it did in those Tyreek Hill years, maybe a little more explosive now than it has been.
You mentioned Tyreek Hill, and the first thing that I thought about is if you've got Xavier Worthy and you've got Hollywood Brown on opposite sides, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle in Miami. And, you know, how fast that offense is. And on top of that, I think an added benefit that we're not really talking about as much, look at how successful the Miami run game has become with the speed of the outside wide receivers that the Dolphins have. I think this is a great pickup for the production of Isaiah Pacheco. I think it's a great pickup for Travis Kelce being able to get a little bit more space underneath. Assuming that Rashee Rice is able to play at least a portion of the games this year, that's going to help him. I think overall, and I know that you mentioned earlier in the hour about how you're having a hard time wrapping your head around both Worthy and Brown taking the top off the defense. Yeah, it's a little confusing, but I do think that it enables the Chiefs to have a lot more separation underneath. And I think that we'll be able to see yards after catch numbers be pretty high for guys like Rice and Kelce when they're playing.
Hill and Waddle is a great comp. Hill and Waddle don't have Kelce and Rice sitting there with them either. Right. That's what's wild about it to me. And to me, this screams Travis Kelce is going to have a huge year. I think it's going to be an evolution. I think it will be different. I really do. I think it will be different than the offense we saw a couple of years ago, and they'll just change it like they've done. They do need, though, you need time. You know, you need time to make that happen. And so left tackle, again, we talked about it, still remains critically important. But yeah, crossers, whatever, getting those guys with their speed in space is interesting. The one knock on Worthy has been he drops the ball too much, which is going to make Chiefs, you know, with Tony and Sky Moore, make you a little leery. They still have Tony and Sky Moore, and more so Tony than Sky Moore. But Tony's a ball after the catch guy. Everyone, you know, you see everybody just sort of laughing last night at, like, seriously, the Chiefs are going to get that guy? because it is. Like, it's like, okay, come on now. Like, they're really, like, you're going to give the Chiefs the fastest guy in the draft, in the history of the draft, right? Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? And they just, they executed it perfectly. They could see it coming a mile away. It's why we've liked for 2 or 3 weeks their possibility to move up in this draft, because everybody likes quarterback. And if everybody likes quarterback and you've got those other three receivers sitting there, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen.
You know, and I think that, you know, probably outside of the very top three wide receivers that we all knew were going to go pretty early in Harrison, Neighbors, and Adunze, I mean, Worthy's probably number four. I guess Brian Thomas is up there too. So, you know, Worthy's probably in the top five, you know, so
it got real muddy after the top three.
Yeah. So, but I do think, and you mentioned this, I agree with you. As soon as they drafted Worthy and knowing his skill set, to me, that screams, okay, Hollywood Brown is a rental. And it reminds me a lot
which
of
is okay.
potentially,
which
that's
is,
fine,
yeah.
but it reminds me a lot of what they did with Juju Smith-Schuster. And for Hollywood Brown, it's a way to get, not in the way that they play, but in the way that they brought him in, you know, for kind of a year-long deal to get back on the map and then be able to go get paid somewhere else. That's what Juju did, was able to parlay his 1 year in Kansas City to a decent contract with the Patriots. And I think Hollywood Brown, coming from the obscurity of the Arizona Cardinals, had lost a lot of his luster from when he broke into the league with the Ravens. He can play with the Chiefs now, and then he can go get paid somewhere else.
Yep, he can. And it may still be in Kansas City, right? If Worthy doesn't work out, you can still, because they'll know on Worthy pretty quickly. And they're going to, you know, Tony and all these other guys, they're going to be gone. So, yeah, it is. It's not a bad insurance plan, assuming you lose Hollywood Brown because he has a great year and you can't afford him, to go get a guy who has a lot of the same skills. It's a smart pick. It's a smart pick.
That I'll say based off that pick is, if Xavier Worthy can get on the field and be an impact player, and if Isaiah Pacheco can stay healthy, I think Isaiah Pacheco is a Pro Bowler this year, this upcoming season.
Yeah, he's.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Isaiah Pacheco's not going to stay healthy. So they still need to consider that, but healthy enough, right? Like, it kind of the way they've done it. They just need him to be healthy by December, right? Be healthy in December, but he's not going to stay healthy. He's too violent a runner, but, you know, they'll limit his carries. They do need to think about running back, maybe not in the draft, but just, you know, consider the position. By the way, no running backs taken. Not that this was a running back rich class. It was not like last year. Last year was a running back heavy class, but they're basically all still out there. Take a tackle today, Chiefs. We're going to come back. We'll probably have more on the draft in the second hour, but we're going to start the second hour with transfer portal news. KU gets a big one. K-State gets an interesting one that I can give you maybe a little more insight on, because he played, and a lot of people I know watched him play for 4 years before he went on to Villanova. So we'll do that when we come back. Your calls on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. We'll get our HTO giveaway going here as we switch hours. Right now, first caller to the IHOP hotline gets free iced tea from HTO, a free coffee, free rain coffee from HTO. Good in Wichita East, West, or in Derby. Good luck, everyone. Get that call right now. Chad will get us a winner. Hour number two coming right up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.